Fallout Boy on Dubbo and the Central West, number one, hit 93.5. It's 13 minutes past seven.
It's Pepper and Jimmy with Mike filling in. And Mike, I just wanted to check in with you for a moment because you have recently made the transition. You've flown the coop, as it were. So moving to Dubbo was the first time you've ever moved out of home.
Yes. Not only, it's a lot of firsts in one
year. A lot of firsts.
Moving out of home for the first time, living alone for the first time, having a full-time job for the first time.
Wow, living interstate.
Living interstate for the first time. Like, all that stuff rolled into one I had to go through about 8 months ago.
Mate, that's a lot of change in a very small space of time.
It's a lot of change, and I feel like I'm getting used to it. I'm getting better as time goes by.
Right.
So you get used to it.
Yeah.
There was just a lot of things I had to get used to.
Oh, yeah. Moving out of home is a big deal.
Yeah. I mean, like, I was only about 2 months ago, I went home for the first time.
Okay.
Went back to Adelaide.
Yeah.
And I went to my parents' place, saw everyone. It was great. I just walked into the kitchen, opened up the fridge, and I saw what a fully stocked fridge looks like.
And I know that feeling well, my friend.
Oh, I wish I could have that. speaking of food, like, I didn't, like, you just one of those things you don't think about.
Yeah.
Love cheese. Always love a bit of cheese.
Yeah.
Did it always cost this much? Sometimes right now my budget is telling me craft singles are what you have to go with. that's my cheese night.
Soft cheese is just completely off the table for you at the moment.
There is no chance of a soft cheese night if you're coming around. Thankfully, here in Australia, we don't have like the canned cheese where it's like whipped cream. It's disgusting.
Oh, yikes.
That's like American. But so, and also whenever I have people around now, you know, the whole dishes situation, like I realize that they don't go away until I do something about it.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, oh, put that plate on there. Let that pan to soak for 48 hours.
And then you walk into the kitchen. Who left this pan? That was me.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. Sorry, all my imaginary housemates.
Exactly.
That was me. And also a thing that I've also learned from not living, you know, around family and friends and that. So, like, my parents are 13 hours away by car. I can't call dad if I have a plumbing issue.
Nope.
If there's a spider I don't want to deal with.
Oh, my gosh.
I am armed with one can of fire spray. That is as good as it gets.
It's basically Survivor.
Yeah. And I thought I'm also really immature and I have no filter when it comes to groceries and stuff like that.
You don't, because when you move out, you are overwhelmed by the sense of freedom
you
that you have.
You can get what you like.
Whatever you want.
Whatever you like. You don't have to worry about anyone else other than just you.
Mum's not going to judge you. Be like, put that back.
Like, I go through the supermarket and somehow Whiz Fizz ends up in my... I'm actually an unsupervised 10-year-old. That's what happens.
Do you need me to come to the grocery shop with you, Mike?
Do you mind, Mama Pippa? But also, like, even really household things, soaps and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That I nearly bought candy-scented soaps.
Oh, love.
Like, fruit juice-scented ones, jelly bean-scented ones. Just because I like candy.
Because you can.
Because I can.
Exactly. So these are some of the things that you're realising now that you're on your own.
I have my parents coming to visit in about 4 weeks' time. I don't know if I'm going to pass the
So
test.
Maybe if you have a spider in your house between now and then, is there time to just move house?
I might just
instead
leave.
Of trying to kill it.
I might just leave it there, wait for my dad to come. Dad, come through the door. Do you mind taking care of it?
That'd be great.
I'm way too good at goodbye.
Sam Smith on Dubbo and the Central West, number one, hit 93.5. Thanks to the Monopoly game at Macca's. It's in full swing. Come in and play today. Full terms at maccasplay.com.au.
What do you think about... couples therapy.
Couples therapy?
Couples therapy. Look, Thayer up there, he's got this doctor. He says he's a hell of a guy.
No, I know a therapist who will work wonders with somebody like you.
Dr. Pippa is in the room.
Hello.
Come in and sit down. I know you've been in the waiting room. You've been reading new ideas from 18 months ago.
But so true.
It's time to see Dr. Pippa.
Come in. Thank you for having me. Laura has written in to hit.com.au desperate for some couples therapy, saying, Pippa, I need your help. I need some couples therapy. Why do I always have to be the one that thinks about doing things domestically?
Oh, yeah, that's a tough one.
I'm really frustrated when my husband says to me, if you want me to do something, just tell me.
Oh, so he's asking for direction constantly.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Saying, I'm in a catch-22 situation. I'm annoyed that I have to ask him, but I also get annoyed that he also says, well, I would if you'd just asked me to. See, Laura, you have just uncovered a common problem amongst relationships. Marriages, not even marriages, just, you know.
Any couple.
Exactly, any couple. The thing about this, Laura, is that what we learn about the behaviour of men in particular in times like these is it's all about spelling it out.
Yeah.
And, you know, you've really got to be specific and you can never assume because...
That's the worst
no,
you can do.
No, never assume. I mean, a normal person, e.g. a woman, could say what needs doing around the house, use your eyes and have a look. But we all know there's a thing called a boy look, having a man look, which is where it's just a general glazed over scan of the premises where nothing really kind of doesn't really pick anything up.
Unless it's a giant purple elephant in the lounge room, they're
exactly.
not going to pick it up.
Tap dancing, they're not going to pick it up. And sometimes even then. Oh, right. Yeah,
that
exactly.
That seems normal. That sounds like a thing that happens every day.
So I've got some personal examples of things that can be incredibly frustrating. For example, you know, mowing the lawn.
Yeah.
Traditionally, a bloke's job. You know, some blokes in relationships, you know, I was speaking to one woman who said, my husband mows the lawn but leaves all the really tricky, hard bits for me to do.
Oh, that's mean.
Like, does a 95% job on it. Oh. Frustrating. Oh.
Does the bulk of it, she just has to kind of clean it up.
Mm-hmm, exactly. I was in a relationship where, and this would frustrate me, Laura, so, you know, I hope that I can, you know, give you some solidarity here. When he would take a shower, he would get out of the shower and wouldn't dry himself off in the bathroom properly. So it was like he would get out of the shower and bring what seemed like half of the Pacific Ocean with him onto the bathroom floor.
Oh, no.
The bath mat would become just like null and void because he wouldn't dry himself off, so he would just trail this water through the house, down the hall.
Was it carpet or was it tiles?
Oh, both. It was a combo.
It was a combo.
Which
so
was
you get soggy carpet and slippery.
I know. Yeah. And then the towels. Oh, Laura, the towels. He would leave it in the towel area.
Rather than hanging
it up.
In the vicinity, that close to the towel rack.
Yes.
But that's not it.
13, 12, 16, if any women across Dubbo on the Central West can relate to this one. So, it's the constant thing, Laura, where you have to be spelling it out and be specific. You know, it's like you're just beating it home with a drum saying, there's a towel rail there for a reason. Mm-hmm. It's not hard to just hang it up.
It isn't.
I mean, you've got to pick your battles, but then he's sort of like, well, I put it in the general area.
Can't
like I take my clothes off and I put it in the general area of the washing basket. I'm like, mate, when I come home with the groceries, do I put the milk in the general area of the kitchen? When I bring home a chicken to roast for Sunday dinner, do I put it in the garden, which is the general area? No, I stick it in the oven. I don't leave it on the bench or in the lounge room. Mm. So, you know, it's tough, Laura. I really feel for you. Another difficult thing that you may come up against is saying, you know, this is something you shouldn't do, saying we need to. Mm-hmm. Honey, we really need to clean the bathroom. We really need to mow the lawn. We really need to vacuum. What they will take that as is that you need to do that.
Yeah.
So tricky. Look, the thing that I would suggest is a list.
Okay, a simple list maker.
Because you're
That's
spelling
good.
It out and put it in a place where they can't miss it. The fridge.
Of course, they're always looking there.
They're going for the beer to the fridge for beer. Mm-hmm. They can go to the fridge and look for their jobs.
That's a great idea.
Love it. Couples therapy.
French Montana, it's Unforgettable on Hit 93.5.
It's Pippa and Jimmy with Mike filling in. And Mike, last night I text you in a flurry. I was like, an emergency has come up. I've realised I've got dinner plans and have completely blanked that I will be missing tonight's episode of The Bachelorette.
True.
Which is just a paramount part of the show and my week, because usually I get on and Batch Chat's just my territory.
It is. You know? This is your thing.
And since starting this series, I've converted Jimmy to being a fan of The Bachelorette.
Right.
So he's on board. And so I don't want to say you're my next victim, but you had never watched an episode of Bachelor or Bachelorette. So last night, it was your first episode to watch. Now,
yep.
We're currently in the throes of our Bachelorette office sweep.
We are, actually.
As well, yep. Yeah. So myself, yourself, Jimmy and Victoria, we've all gone through, yeah, promotions manager, and we've all gone through and we've, you know, got our picks.
Yeah, we do.
For who's going to take out the final rose.
Because I picked blind. We picked this a few weeks ago. I picked blind having never watched it, just picked a couple of guys who I thought might do it.
Yep.
One of the guys I picked, Apollo, he had a big night. In fact, he would probably be the MVP. If this was Brownlow night, he would have gotten 3 points for this episode.
Talk to me.
So he had Cliff the one-on-one date with Sophie.
Okay.
They had a 50s style date.
Right.
Sophie drove up in like this retro throwback car thing.
Okay, yeah.
She was dressed 50s style. She had something on her head. She was probably going for some sort of 50s look, but it just looked like a plastic bag had flown in her general direction.
Great. Like fashion expert as well.
You might get a few of these quips as well. But they went well and it ended with a kiss.
Oh, wow.
So,
did it end with a rose?
It did end with a rose and a kiss. So going into the rose ceremony, Apollo already
safe.
Had a rose.
Yep, great. So, okay, so Apollo's still in the game. Good.
But then what I noticed as well, all the guys are talking in the mansion, right?
Yeah.
And it's basically like a bicep measuring competition.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just like, my horse is bigger than your horse. That sort
totally,
of thing.
Totally, yeah.
That's the vibe I got from watching when it's all just the guys together.
It's a total
talking.
Jock off.
It is.
Yeah.
It really is. And then, but the big story was the four intruders coming in.
Oh, my God, it was intruder night and I missed it. I can't believe it.
I can't remember all of the names. I could not remember
all
the names.
So the big one, it's Stuart,
yes,
I think.
Stuart.
Now, he is the one, he's the one that apparently he and Sophie have met in a previous life.
Yes. Nope, technical difficulties. All right.
Oh, okay. Can't play the audio.
Can't
so
play
so basically,
the audio. That's a shame.
So they kind of, I know, I saw the shorts, and what, did they arrive on this helicopter or something?
They did arrive on the helicopter. Stu arrived, and he's only met Sophie once a year ago in passing. So the way he was talking about it, like, he remembers a lot more than Sophie does. So Stu's like next level creeper.
That would have freaked Jared out because he's our resident stage 5 clinger.
Yes. So it's all, and Jared saw Stu as a threat.
Right.
So
okay.
That was, and then they had a big old polo match on bicycles. Ooh. For some reason.
Okay.
They started, I don't get why. One of the guys coming out, I think it might have been Blake,
yep.
I think his name
okay.
is. He took a shot to the jaw, his mouth started bleeding.
Oh my gosh.
But because of that, Sophie came over, nursed him back to health.
Great.
Isn't that lovely?
Good
I was
Sophie.
Genuinely shocked that after seeing the attention that Blake got from Sophie,
mm-hmm.
That all the other guys didn't start going at each other with bats to try and get themselves nursed back to health.
Just
from
totally.
Just got like, oh, I see
that. Tribal warfare.
Just start sabotaging their own jaws. That would have been excellent TV viewing, actually. But let's skip forward to the rose ceremony itself.
All importantly, I've got my bachelor office sweep sheet in front of me. Mm-hmm. I've got hearts around my faves and we're crossing people off as they get sent home.
Yep. So one of the intruders, Paul, he was the one that had 5 kids already.
Oh.
He's gone already. He didn't last
5
one
kids,
episode.
That's a handful.
It's a lot.
No,
already,
she doesn't need that in her life. Yeah.
He was the only intruder that left. So 3 long-standing ones left. They were Hayden, Harry, and Brett.
Hang on. Oh, they're the intruders that are left.
No. Hayden, Harry, and Brett. They're the long-standing ones.
Okay.
They were eliminated.
Oh, hang on. Okay, all right. Let
night.
Me get my list. Okay, Brett.
Yep.
Okay.
Brett's gone.
See you later, Brett. Bye. I'm just crossing these off. Brett,
yep. Harry.
Oh, look, he was a bit young, only 24. See you later.
And
Harry.
Brett as well.
Brett. Where's Brett on here? I'm looking on my sheet here. Brett. Oh, Brett.
Yeah.
Oh, he's tall, dark, and very handsome.
When I saw him, I thought, like, oh, he's handsome.
I thought he
might
have been
well,
in the mix.
No,
27.
He was kicked out by Sophie.
Okay.
Sophie was emotional.
Was she?
She was
got
emotional.
A mosh.
She was. She had to run out of the ceremony. I'm going to try to play the audio again.
Okay.
But it doesn't look like it's
no.
going.
No, computer says no. Okay.
That's unfortunate.
All right,
but,
no worries.
She did run out of the room and came back in and then kicked them all out.
Oh,
so.
Mosh. Oh, no. Mate, it,
how
well
did I
done.
Go? How did I go? Thank you.
Cracking wrap up of The Bachelorette, my friend.
I had to meet all the guys at once. I had to get to know. So I mean, I knew Sophie from Bardo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I knew her.
I knew her. From
I knew her
way
like
back.
Yeah, from a year ago. You basically stew on the helicopter.
but I'm worried because I might have gotten invested.
Yeah, you might be watching it.
I might be watching it tonight.